Welcome to Incandescent Tarot, a podcast exploring how to integrate tarot and spirituality with everyday life. I'm your host, Gina Wysotsky, a pro reader and utter tarot enthusiast. Join me as we tackle big questions like why the tower is so intimidating and what it means to develop a spiritual practice in this wild modern world. Hello, lovely listeners. We are back and ready for a new fresh tarot reading for May, and I couldn't be happier. I loved our reading last month, but it ended up being just a lot. And it also felt like April was 2 months in one. So much happened. And a lot of it was very slow-moving, poignant, adult, mature energy. And I'm wondering if this last month of spring has something a little zestier, maybe. That's my hope for these cards. And as is tradition, this is a completely live reading. So I have the cards on the table in front of me, face down. They're still a mystery. And we're going to be talking about them in real time. I'll describe the images as we go, but if you want to see a photo of the cards, head over to Substack. You can also comment on the reading and see what other people are saying about it. I love hearing about everyone's experiences, their insights, their first impressions, because we have a lot of time to work with these images and symbols. And if you want to be a part of the more in-depth journey, you can become a subscriber on Substack. There's a lot of fun stuff happening there. Okay, taking a little stretch here, looking at these beautiful jade green cards. This is one of like five Rider-Waite-Smith variations I have. This one's the borderless because we don't want to constrain ourselves in May, okay? Now, I'm going to do it. I'm going to dive in. Oh my gosh. Ah. Oh, friends. Wow. Okay. There's a lot happening here. It is such a, there's a wave of emotions that I'm riding as I look at each reading, and this one is no different. But it's actually very different when it comes to the content. So last month we were dealing with swords. It was really sort of a reading that was pushing us to embrace our powers of discernment and decision-making and to take some risks, some slow building, very powerful risks, setting off for a new shore. Here, things are getting amplified. So there's a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for here? It's slightly confrontational, but it really seems like we're rising to challenges this month. And luckily, fortunately, with great relief that I'm saying this, we seem to have a lot of energy to meet this invitation, this challenge, this call to action. So our card, our guiding principle, our theme for May is the King of Wands. And you may have heard, you know, while I was turning over this first card, I was like, oh, we've had a lot of court cards recently. And while I love court cards, I was just talking in the review for subscribers that they can be a little like existentially exhausting because they show us practicing different ways of being and being seen in the world. So they have this extrinsic motivation going on. There's a bit of performativity there. And so when I flipped over a first card, saw a court card, I was like, oh my gosh, if we have multiples, I am going to need to take a nap. But thankfully, we just have one. It's a king, and it shows this moment of arrival. And this is so nice because last month was really a lot about transition, being in transit. The King of Wands is the ruler of action. They have mastered their group. They know the skills. They know how to use them. And this is a month for us to do what we know how to do and really let our skills out into the world, let them work for us, let them be unencumbered, not hindered by other people's expectations. This is a great card. And there is a bit of settling into a position of authority, of inner knowing, of confidence. And that is so, so nice. I do feel that this reading is I don't know, unique. It's shaded very gradually from last month. So I do feel like those cards are speaking a lot to this current array, this current situation. So think about ways that you were really directing yourself and putting some faith in yourself to expand your life in a way that felt delightful, maybe even a little risky, asking for a lot, and how doing that really brought you closer to your own potential, your own capabilities, and your own kind of life force and energy. The swords are very analytical. They are, you know, they have to be plotting and planning. And that's its own vibe. But here we are entering into a very different phase. So the groundwork that we've laid is there. And now in May, we're being invited to spring into action. Now, this isn't like impulsive, exhausting action. There's delegating going on. The King of Wands isn't doing everything by themselves. So think about ways that you can use your resources, your connections, can make the action, set something into action, but not have to do it all by yourself. And I think a shadow card to this group would be the Ten of Wands. So going overboard and taking on everything and burning out. Rather, we're being asked to kind of be a director in our own lives, sitting on the chair, directing the action, and using our expertise, our vision to guide. So this just seems like good energy for launching things, for seeing things through, for putting things out into the world. And this could be in any area of your life, but is more likely to be in creative and work projects. Anything that is casting you as a doer, as a holder of wisdom and experience. So if you have any of that on the docket, really underline it and go for it, because I feel like another part of the kings and the queens is that they tell us moments when we've done enough preparation and we need to get out of our own ways and sort of trust that all of the study, all of the practice has now accumulated into sort of muscle memory where we can just do, be in the moment, not question our credentials, our skills, and just let it go with some pretty good results. So I'm very happy about this card, despite my initial first impression of like, oh my gosh, not another court card. Oh, there's so much to say here. I do want to pivot. I'm bookmarking something mentally. But let's pivot now to our environment card. This is a card that is on top of our theme for the month. And it tells us more about the context, what's going on in the world around us, are things helping or hindering the situation. And we have our first of two major arcana cards. So this is Temperance. And I am really happy to see this here because there is a kind of a blessing of some wisdom going on here. It's also telling us a little bit about what we can do to healthily interact with the King of Wands, healthily embody that card's strengths. Because taken to the extreme, wands can burn out. They're the element fire. They can get a little too intense, a little too striving. And Temperance is an archetype that is all about moderation, but it is a soulful, spiritual moderation. And I think that this is a month that is going to be really showing us how we can healthily explore, embody, feed our ambition, and do so in a way that is quite holistic. So I'm thinking here about incorporating our values into our work, launching projects that reflect something personal to us, seeing our well-being physically, mentally, spiritually as a integral part of our workflow, of our output, that if we neglect those things, we're actually doing a disservice to our work. Because Temperance, again, the idea of balance, is going to help moderate and almost create a container for the beautiful fire of the Wands cards. The King of Wands already has that on lockdown a little bit, but this I feel like is almost like lifting it up, elevating it, maybe even bringing it to a different stage. So this is really a time to look around and see what you've been doing, what you could do more to take care of yourself and take care of your life so that you can be pursuing what you want to pursue in May. So this is kind of funny to me because this is a live reading. I look over the cards, I have a first impression, but the story doesn't really come into focus until I start doing the actual reading. And so then I look over now, we have Temperance, this beautiful angelic figure there, standing at the border of this body of water, which bookmarking this to our theme card of last month, which also featured water. There's actually a ton of water going on recently in all of our readings, but this particular angel has 1 foot in, 1 foot on the ground, and they're holding 2 cups and the water is going back and forth. It's a very peaceful, grounded, meditative scenario. Now, our challenge card is also a major arcana card, and it also features an angel, but in a wildly different scenario. And this card is Judgment. And I am so into this because I'm seeing myself here, this like propensity to look at a situation and rather than see it as a process unfolding, a intermixing, a back and forth, a gentle commingling, or if it's not gentle, something that will sort of cycle back into gentleness. That instead of doing that, I'm like, no, this is judgment. This is a do or die. This is pivotal. This is the last test before the grand accomplishment, or more realistically, according to my anxious brain, abject failure. So that is our challenge this month. Very cut and dry, super helpful. I actually really like when tarot is blunt like this, but our challenge is to not look at everything as some grand test, some intense judgment on our worth as a person, some commentary about our ability to live a whatever life you're going for, that instead we need to bring ourselves back to temperance and practice being that gentler angel, just staying in the moment, being aware that everything is a process, a cycle, that change is constant, and that we need to be caring for ourselves and being aware of what we need to balance out whatever is getting us out of sync. So I think that there's something special going on here because last month we had the Six of Swords, that boat going across the water, and our opportunity card, our helpful element, was the Knight of Swords. So the Six of Swords, the Knight of Swords. And in that reading, the boat was going to the right, the knight was coming to the left. So they were intersecting. And I feel like this reading is touching on an awareness that we got last month of how we can rewrite our stories, rewrite our interpretations of things. And it was probably a little confrontational. There was some tension there, which helpfully maybe made it quite obvious. Here we are getting into the major arcana. So I'm seeing that coming into a deeper level of importance, of awareness. So even if it feels difficult, this is a month where we're really integrating for good, I would say, some lessons about how we can choose to look at our actions, our choices, and to grant ourselves grace, but also just maybe a little polishing up of our narrative, a little shining of all the things that we've been doing. And that may be undergirding the King of Wands and our ability to step out into the world and make things happen. I'm looking at this, talking through it, and feeling like, ooh, this is going to be very interesting. I'm curious about how this one will unfold and if it will be a bit more acute, because these are big cards. And again, it's sort of like something coming to the surface, coming to a head. It gets more and more visible as it gets closer. So seeing these big cards, especially Judgment, I think is telling us that that is happening and that our challenge and opportunity may be that noticing when things feel really intense, that it's actually a sign that we're about to let something go. So that judgment card is doing a lot there. And I do love that it's giving us something helpful to push off of. Now, our opportunity card is so sweet. It is a return visitor, and it is contrasting starkly with judgment and also bolstering and mirroring a lot of temperance. So there's some serious sweetness happening here in May. The Two of Cups is all about connections, newness, gentle beginnings. And I feel like this is really bringing us along a path that we started last month, where we had the Six of Swords, our theme card, which is this boat we've talked about, going across this body of water towards another shore. Our environment card, what we were aiming for last month, was the Ten of Cups. And in that, there's a family cavorting under a rainbow. It is just resoundingly delightful. And now here we have the Two of Cups. So in the sequence of tarot, we have the Ace, which is one, but it's almost kind of outside. It's this somewhat holy presence, this pure embodiment of the group. The twos are where things really touch down in the real world. So this month seems to have a lot of opportunities to start building the connections, the sweetness, the community that we are dreaming of, that we really started envisioning and steering towards in April via the Ten of Cups. So now we're meeting people, things are happening on the ground, we're building our relationships. And this can be with others, it can be with ourselves, but there is this overarching experience of tenderness, of excitement, trepidation, just all the butterflies of newness. And this is just a lovely influence to have here. And what's interesting is that we have these two figures, they each have a cup, they're touching hands. There's another card we have here with two cups, and that is temperance. So that is, you know, just a little extra bolstering, saying on one level that our lives are a good environment right now for meeting people, for establishing bonds, and for initiating new ventures that have to do with cups related things, love, romance, intuition, spirituality. So this could be anything from, you know, cultivating or starting a new relationship to cultivating or starting a new practice, something that allows you to interface with beauty and connection and spirituality. So nice to see this card here. And a lovely carryover from last month, which I think also is telling us that what felt kind of intense and a lot last month is shifting into something a lot more digestible and grounded. These two people are on the ground and it's just them. So I think there's not a whole ton you have to do with this card other than just really enjoy it. And honestly, the biggest challenge, circling back to our challenge card, is judgment, making preemptive judgments, making a mountain out of a molehill, seeing intensity where there is a lot of flexibility and possibility. So on one level, this reading is telling us to really cool our jets when it comes to making big judgment calls, big proclamations, especially around our connections. And on the other hand, it's telling us to really fire it up when it comes to how we are interfacing with the world around us, how we are advocating for ourselves, launching projects, putting things out there for other people to interface with. So I like that. And that may be the temperance, the two cups in temperance, the two things that we're working on, pouring back and forth. But it's bringing us this feeling of balance, of mindfulness, presence that is so beautiful. And as I talk more and more about these, judgment is getting more and more comical. And I say that with a huge understanding that experiencing this card does not feel funny. I'm just setting an intention to try and inject some humor, though, when I get to the, oh my gosh, this is a huge treatise on my worth as a human, or I have to make this make or break decision. Actually, as I say that, that's a huge facet of this month, is it's not a time to make epic make or break decisions. And if you feel yourself thinking, oh, I have to make a make or break decision, take a moment. Take a moment and go back to temperance. Cool your feet in the water and take some deep breaths, because this is really a period of fiery expansion with the King of Wands and then watery connectivity with the Two of Cups. We are really hanging out in some relatively, for tarot, chill territory. So judgment is going to be a really helpful warning sign when we are veering away from that and maybe acting in ways that aren't in our own best interests. I'm a little shocked that this was such a cohesive and short reading. There's a lot to uncover here, but I think this is also a symptom of major arcana cards, is that they have a lot of mystery to them. And I was actually reading for myself the other day, and I had a reading with three of them in there. And I realized, like, when that happens for me, I really need to let these cards speak for themselves in my lived experience in real life. That if I stare at them on the table, I am not going to get anywhere close to what they need to tell me. And I'm definitely not going to be able to work with them in any meaningful way immediately. So this is another reading like that. We have two major arcana cards. They're giving us these two sort of poles. And it will be very interesting to see how they shake out through the month, because these are like the backbone of tarot. They're the most ancient of the cards. And as such, they have this mystery to them. Like, I feel like you're always uncovering newness. You are with the minors too, but this has a much deeper reservoir. So just see what that brings up for you. Hold these cards close. And this is usually an interesting opportunity to learn something new about them. And we'll be talking more about these cards over on Substack. So if you want to go over and join in that conversation, please do. And as always, I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about these cards? How are they hitting you now? If you come back later, please share how they're hitting you later. And thank you so much for being a part of Incandescent Tarot. Until next time.